A super tiny poem about building your first visual programming company. There's a couple of very interesting visual programming libraries, of which Reed looks rather fetching, not to mention the 7.6 thousand stars on GitHub. Visual programming can be amazing if done correctly, and if it is user-friendly, especially beginner-friendly. And of course, respectful of programmers that just want to do their own thing and move on. This is a difficult poem to write, obviously. It's not possible to explain anything in here, as it would go on forever and become incredibly boring. This would not be a fun poem to listen to. So I will just touch upon the most important and magical parts, and then, as quickly as possible, get to the end. The program should focus on creating JSON or purely data-based output. When a user clicks save, they will just save a description of their program. But there's an export button, and here the user can install different exporters. The main exporter would be a monolithic node modules repository. This means that the data description of the program is sent through a code generator that generates very beautiful and easy to read code. The programmers who don't use visual programming would be pleasantly surprised at the code quality and not really be able to tell that the code was generated through a VPL or a visual programming language. See the Yauman project for an example of converting just a few input parameters into working node modules or projects. Some code generators will export for local execution. Others may aim for an Electron GUI. Others still for task queue-based processing. And finally, auto-provisioning server networks. Auto-provisioning means system detects a spike in usage or network congestion and pays someone hourly or per second to offload the processing. This means that the network grows as needed, and when there is little usage, only one beefy server can probably handle it all. Users must be able to create their own visual programming nodes. As a side effect, people learning programming would feel very comfortable in large programs. People who are opinionated about a certain way of programming will also feel right at home, be it the wild, wild west event-based programming or the tidy and strict flow-based programming madness. Finally, I told you this was going to be short. Users who create new nodes or node groups or nodes that combine to create some reusable piece of code must be able to publish their work in a marketplace. It's only fair to make the marketplace free so that everyone can launch their own store on their own server. But most users will go with the central company, as it is most responsible when it comes to code quality, code review, and payment processing. If you are thinking about building such a program, you may need to invite your classmates, and you will need some co-founders and friends who will work for potential payout later on. This is a small company idea that needs a lot of advertising. If you have the patience for it, then you will certainly have a product to sell. You can invite programmers to sell their nodes, or you can contact large companies in need of custom software and then show them exactly what the program would look like visually. And show them with great precision all the custom nodes they would need to pay for to get it of the ground, and they could pay as they go, so it would be their responsibility to finish paying for the whole thing, and it wouldn't be really costly up front. Lastly, and I think this is my favorite idea, you could build this visual programming language to learn how to program and follow up with a small company in the marketplace to learn how to build and launch startups.